Peri Gimel is going to discuss how and when one is to blow the shofar. Peri Gimel Halacha Aleph, Kam Tekiyas Chayvad Meshmei B'Rosh Hashanah. How many blasts from the shofar is one mechuyav to listen to on the Rosh Hashanah? Teisha Tekiyas. He has to listen to 9 blasts. Lefi Shneimar, Trua B'Yevul B'Rosh Hashanah Shalosh Pa'amim. Collectively, when the Torah discusses the dinim of the shofar, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yevul, it mentions the word Trua 3 times. Every trua, as learned out from the psukim, has a tekiah before and after. So if you have 3 truas and tekiahs before and afterwards, we have a total of 9 blasts. That the blasts of the shofar that are done during the 7th month are equal sign Rosh Hashanah and also on Yom Kippur of Yovel. On both days we blow 9 blasts. Tekiah trua, tekiah. Tekiah trua, tekiah, tekiah, utrua, vitkiah. Base. Truza umura b'teira. What is this trua that is referred to in the Torah? Nistapik lonu ba the Chachamim have a suffix. Nefi erech hashanim v'rev hagalus. Due to the many years that didn't have been in galus, the tradition has been lost. Ve'inonu yoidim heichi. And we don't know how one is to perform the mitzvah of the trua. Imhi ha'ilala shemiyal hanashu b'neim beishem yavim. Does it resemble the wailing which with which women cry when they moan? Or is it a sigh which a person usually gives out when he's in a stressful situation, when he's going through a tough time? Or is it both together? Is it first the anacha and then the alala? Because usually the anacha comes first, then which is then followed up with the yalala. Maybe that's referred to as the trua. Because a person who is in a stressful situation, first he gives out long cries, and then afterwards shorter cries. Therefore, because of the doubt involved, to fulfill the chiyuv of trua, we perform all of these sounds. Gimel, haylala hishana kerem trua, the ilala is referred to as a trua. V'anacha zu, acha zu, hishana kerem is a shleisha shvarim, the anacha, which are longer sounds, are called shvarim. Nimsa say that the key is kachu. So it turns out that the order of blowing the shofar is as follows. Mavarech, he first makes a bracha, he makes a simple sound of the tekiah. V'achreya shleisha shvarim, achreya trua, then he does a shvarim and a trua, v'achreya tekiah. So first is tashrat, tekiah shvarim, trua tekiah. V'chezek say this is shalosh pa'amim, he does that 3 times. Tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. V'tekiah tekiah, v'achreya shleisha shvarim, achreya tekiah. Then there's a tekiah shvarim, tekiah, v'chezek say this is shalosh pa'amim, which is tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. V'tekiah tekiah, v'achreya trua, v'achreya tekiah. Then there's a tekiah, trua tekiah, v'chezek say this is shalosh pa'amim, he does tarat, tarat, tarat. Nimsa minin hatekiahs shleishim kedei l'stalg min hasafek. So there would be a total of 30 shofar blasts to be removed from a doubtful situation. Nachadal chia trua kishtei tekiahs. The length of a teruah is that of 2 tekiahs. There are many gerses, ein and ravid, who are miyashiv this to the lashon, to the lashonis of the gemara. Shir shleisha shvarim ketruah. The length of 3 shvarim is that of a teruah. Harisha taka vehiri vataka. If one did a tekiah, teruah tekiah. Taka tekiah rucha umashach bakishtayim berishayna. And the last tekiah of the first set of 3, he lengthened to the extent that it could be, let's assume that one would be able to divide it into 2 separate tekiahs. Ein einim tichashiv kishtei tekiahs. We do not say that it should be split into 2 and be considered as 2 tekiahs. And we would take the second tekiah and add it to the next row of tekiah, teruah, tekiah. Even if one were to blow a tekiah, if you have the koyach to blow a tekiah for the entire day, it's only considered 1 tekiah. You would have to go back for tekiah and blow another tekiah, teruah, tekiah until he completes 3 series of tashat. Or tarat. Hey, shoma tekiah achas b'sha achas u'shniyah b'sha shniyah. If one heard a shofar blast at 1 hour of the day, and then another shofar blast at another hour of the day, afilo shah kol yom kulei, even if collectively he heard the shofar throughout the entire day, harei elam etzdarfin yetzdechivasei, they unite into 1 unit, and he fulfills his chiyuv of shmiyas ha-shofar. V'hush, provided sheish mekol bava mehen al sidron, that each of the tekiahs that are blown, on the order that is supposed to be blown. Not that he hears 2 tekiahs and then a trua, or a trua and then 2 tekiahs. He has to hear tekiah, trua, tekiah. Lachavav. Shoma tesha tekiahs mitisha b'nei adam. If one hears 9 shofar blasts from 9 people, ke'echad, who are blowing at the same time, liyatzef lo diachas, even 1 tekiah he hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv with. Tekiah mizeh, trua mizeh, tekiah mishlishi b'zeh achazeh. If one hears a tekiah, trua, tekiah from 3 other people, one after another, yatzef, fulfills his chiyuv, afilo beseirugin, even if the shofar blasts are blown with interruptions. Even if it takes an entire day to hear all the blasts. One only fulfills his chiyuv once he hears the entire nine blasts of the shofar. Turns out, so it says Rambam, that they are dependent on one each sound of the shofar is dependent on one another. The congregation is obligated to hear the blast of the shofar together with the brachas. Ketzad, what does that mean? The Chazan says the first brachas of Shemen Esrei, Umalchuyes, and begins with the psukim of Malchuyes, which the Rambam is going to discuss later in this perek, Vitekeya Sholish, and blasts, three blasts. The Chazan then says, quietly during the Shemen Esrei, the brachas of Zechrenis, and then gives another three blasts, and says the Pesukim of Shefaris, and gives another three blasts, and then he finishes quietly, Ritzei, Meidim, and Birchas Kehanim. Ches. Sholosh brachas em siyeis elu shu Rosh Hashanah, v'yem kippurim shu yevu, shehein, Malchuyis, v'zechrenis v'shefaris, ma'ak v'zu azu. The brachas of Malchus, Zechrenis, and Shefaris, during the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and yem kippur of yevu, are each dependent on another, on each other. V'tzaruch leimer b'chol bracha mehen asara psukim, in a bracha, each of the contacts of Malchus, Zechrenis, and Shefaris have to contain at least 10 psukim, 6 psukim in a Torah, 3 psukim from the Torah, 3 from Sefer Tehillim, 3 from Sefer Tehillim, 3 from Nevi'im, and 3 from Nevi'im. This is one of the gishas in the Rambam. Echem in the Torah, Mashlem Boye, and afterwards, after he has 9 psukim, he concludes the seder of the 10 psukim of Malchus and Zechrenis, and Shefaris with a pasuk from the Torah. Then Hishlem Navi, if he concludes with the bracha with the pasuk from Navi, Yotzi, that is also fine. The mama pasuk Echem in the Torah, Echem in the Ksuvim, Echem in the Nevi'im. If one does Malchus, Zechrenis, and Shefaris by only mentioning one pasuk from Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Yotzi, he has fulfilled his chiva. Feel Amar b'seirasa Hashem elakeinu kasuv leimer. Even if one were to say in the Torah of the Eibushet, it says, and he were to give a pasuk from the Torah that references Malchus, Ozechirin, Soshefaris, and then he concludes his tefillah, Shuv and Itzar Klum, no further tefillah is necessary. We don't mention any psukim regarding punishment. Zechirinis, Kegain, Vayiskir, Kibasir, Hema, Vachulu, which would be regarding. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Ein Ches, Machuyes Kegain Bechema Shafucha Emlechalechem Shafer Kegain Tikol Shafer Begiva, which all psukim of Poronius. V'lay Zichin Yachid, we don't mention Zechrenius when it comes to remembering an individual. Afilo Lateva, even if it's a good memory, a good Zikarim. Kegain Zechrenius Shemir Tainamecha, Zachroli Lakai Lateva, Upekdeines Zeramim Inke Zechrenius. A pasuk that has a word pikadon, a vayivkait, isn't considered as a zikarin. Again, for example, pocket pakadat yaskin. Vieshle lahaski puronus umes akum. One is permitted to mention psukim of punishment of goyim. Again, Hashem moloch yirguzo amim, zecher Hashem levni endem b'seim Yerushalayim. Hashem lakim b'shefi yiskav holoch b'saydeis teimon. Shema Yisrael Hashem lakinu shem echad, atreis ladas, vidaita yim shavayis lavavecha v'chulu. Kol pasuk me'elo, each of these psukim says Rambam malchusu v'nyoni. The context is of Malchus, the kingdom of the Eibushlin, of Hachtaras HaMelech, Afo Pi She'im Be'Zeichel Malchus, even if it doesn't explicitly mention the Eibushlin's kingship. V'harei Hu K'mei, it's like the pasuk of Hashem Yimlech Lein Avad V'hi B'Shur HaMelech. Loch Yod HaMinig HaPasha B'Seder HaTkis, the common practice during the order of the Tkis, Sh'Rosh Hashanah B'Tzibur, of Rosh Hashanah, during the Tefillah B'Tzibur, Kach was as follows. Ach She'kein HaBetein HaMachzirin HaSeifin HaMkeim, after reading the Tehran and returning the Sifrei Torah to the Aron HaKodesh, Yoshim Kol Ha'am, the Kis to Miyoshev, the congregation may sit, Ve'echad Eimid, one stands up, Mavarich Baruch Hashem, Lekenim Achidim, Shekashanim, Seis Vitzivonu, Lushmaya Kol Shefar, V'cholam Einun Amin, everybody responds Amin. V'chayzim Mavarich, he makes a bracha Shechayonu, V'cholam Einun Achrev Amin, everybody responds with Amin. After making the brachis of Lushmaya and Shechayonu, Tekeya Shleshim Tekiyei Shemanu, he would blow the 30 blasts, as mentioned in the beginning of the Pedic, with Nei Sofek Ala Seder, because of the doubt involved, on the order that was mentioned above. Imrim, after he says Kaddish, Imdim, everybody gets up, Mispalim, Tefillas Musaf, and Midavim Musaf. V'chashigim Eshlich Tzibu Baruch Revi'is, after the Chazan finishes, the fourth Baruch, Shehi Malchuyes, which is Malchuyes, Tekeya Tekiya Shlesha Shevarim, he does a blast of a Tekiya Shlesha Shevarim, Teruah Tekiya, Pamachas. So he does Tashrat, and that's it. Then Mavarich Baruch HaChamisha Shizachrenes, they then go on to the fifth bracha of Zechrenis, Vachasha Gemra, Tekeya Tekiya, Shlesha Shvarim Atkiya, he does Tashat, Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya, one time. Mavarch Bracha Shishis, Shefaris, and then say the Tefillah of Shefaris, Vachasha Gemra, afterwards, after they finish these that set of Tefillahs, about Tekeya, is Tekeya Tekiya, Truot Tekiya, he does Tarat, Tekiya Truot Tekiya, Pamachas, only one time, Vigemer had Tefillah. Yudalaf. Zesh tekeya kishen yoshun, wash tekeya la say the brach is kishen emdet. The bar tekeya for tekeya demi yoshu should be the same one for the tekeya demi umd. Veinu medaba beim tekeya shem yoshu with tekeya shem umd, one shouldn't talk, converse between these tekeyas, these sets of tekeyas, veim sach benehem. If one did talk, afo pisha aval, even though he did so in transgression, eine chesim avarich, he doesn't need to repeat the brach. Yud beis. Bedin haye, says the Rambam, it's logical, she yisko la kol brache, that when one would to make the tekiyas de me'umid, he would have to blow kol bava mehen shleish apamim, each set of blasts, 3 times. For example, after malchis, he would have to do tashrat 3 times, keder shetaku, kishin yeshun, as they do by tekiyas de me'yushuv. Alekivan shotim de sofik tekiyas de me'yushuv, says Rambam, because we radiated the sofik of truah when it came to the tekiyas de me'yushuv, ema tenichin ala tzibur lachse behen kulon al seida brachis, we don't make it incumbent on the community and bother them to again hear all the tekiyas again through during tekiyas demu'umet, because we're ready here to the suffix by tekiyas demu'yoshev. Eladaylehim bava achas akol bracha. Rather, it's sufficient to hear just one set of tashrat or tashat or tarat kedei shishmo tekiyas aseid brachis, to hear the tekiyas with the seder of the tefillah. Whoever continues the Rambam, v'chol hadvarim ha'elo, all the above mentioned is bitzibos regarding tefillah in a community. Avla yachid, one is davening by himself, bein shashama seid abracha, is bein shleishama ala seidin. Whether you heard the tekiyas before, during Shemoneh Esrei, bein Mu'umet, bein Yoshev, yotze, he has fulfilled his chiyav, ein b'zeh minig, and there is no set custom when it comes to his tefillah, of how he should hear the tekiyas. Yud gimel ha'tekiyas, einan ma'akvis as abrachis, v'brachis einan ma'akvis as tekiyas. The brach is independent on the tekiyas, and vice versa. Shtei ayoris, if you have 2 sittis, bachas de bavadi sheshem yishu yivorech lehen tesha brachas fin shav tekiyah. 1 sit, he knows for certain that there's a baal tefillah, but there is no baal tekiyah. He knows for certain that there's no baal tekiyah. Or b'shniyah, but regarding the 2nd sit, sofik yesham tekiyah, sofik yesham tekiyah, he's doubtful whether they do or don't have a baal tekiyah. Heilach l'shniyah, he should go to the 2nd village, the 2nd city, shat tekiyah medivit ha'idah, because tekiyah is of biblical instruction. V'habrachis, and the nusach of the brachis is medivis safrim, is only of rabbinic origin. In Perek Dal, the Rambam is going to discuss what makes a kosher sukkah. Halach Aleph, shir hasukkah, the size of the sukkah gov, its height and pachis, ma'asara tefachim, shouldn't be less than 10 handbreadths. V'yosel esra mamo, higher than 20 amas. V'rachba, its width, in pachis, meshiva tefachim, shouldn't be less than 7x7 handbreadths. V'yoshle lohisa brachba, feel kamamil, he may add in its width even many miles. Hoysa pchusim asare, a mishiva al shiva, a gevoy ma'esre mamma, if it was less than 10 tfachim, or narrower than 7x7 tfachim, or higher than 20 amas, kol shuhu, even the slightest amount, hare zu psula, in base. Sukkah she'en lo shalish tfanis psula, sukkah that doesn't have 3 walls, is pasul. Hare lo shtei tfanis gemuris, zu betzazu kmin gam, if it had 2 walls attached to each other, like this shape of a capital L, oysa deifin shesh barachbi, yesra al tefach, he should position a 3rd wall that is wider than a handbreadth, umamidei bepachis mishloisha, and position it within 3 tefachim next to one of the walls, and that would be sufficient. One would have to make at the other corner of ways positioning that handbreadth mini wall, he would have to make a frame of an entrance, because that side doesn't have a complete wall. We already explained in Hilchos Shabbos that the frame of an entrance mentioned in all places are filo kan mikan v'kan mikan. That is, if you have even a very thin reed on either side of the entrance and a reed that's positioned on top of them, even if the reed on top doesn't touch them, rather it's positioned or suspended over them. If you had 2 walls that were parallel to each other and it's flush in between, one should position a wall that has 4 tefachim in width, and slightly more, and he would position it within 3 tefachim, next to one of the 2 walls, and it's kosher for sukkah. Also, that side of the wall requires a frame of an entrance. If one sukkah were to have the schach extending beyond the walls of the sukkah, and only one side, one of the walls, continues with that extended schach, they are considered part of the sukkah, even though the extended wall doesn't have parallel to it another wall of a sukkah. Dalit, tfanis shohoy devukes bagag hasukkah, walls that are connected to the roof of the sukkah, v'lohoy magis lorits, but don't reach the ground, im hoy govayim in aritz shoshet tfachim sula, if they're higher than the ground, tfachim, it's possible, pachis mikan, kshedah, if it's 3 tfachim on the ground, it's kosher, hoy tfanis devukes laritz, if the walls began on the ground, v'lohoy magis laschach, but didn't reach the schach, im govayis asar tfachim, if they are at least 10 tfachim high, afa pishin in chaykis minagag kama amis, even if they are distant from the roof of the sukkah, many amis kshedah, well that provided you, tfanis mechuvanis, tachas asfas agag, that the walls are positioned directly underneath the end, the edge of where the schach begins. One distance is the schach from the edge of the roof, three tfachim, it's possible. Pachas mekan, ksheda. Tala mechitza shegavaya arba, mashahu, if one suspended the wall, that is four tfachim plus a bit more. Be'emtza, in the middle, as a kind of hovering between the ground and the roof of the sukkah. If it's bapachas meshleshes samach la'aretz, it's bapachas meshleshes samach la'gag, if it's within three tfachim of the ground, within three tfachim, from the bottom part of the mat, and within, from the top part of the mat, it's within three tfachim of the roof, harei zu ksheda. Hey, hoises kase ben hoilanes, hoilanes tfanis la, one who makes a sukkah between the stumps of a tree, so that which comprises the walls of the sukkah, im hoye chazakim, if they were very sturdy, or he tied them together, to the extent that a casual wind wouldn't shake them, and he filled the gaps between the stumps with surun stubble, so that the wind doesn't move them around. This is necessary because any partition that can't stand before a normal wind on land isn't considered a partition. When he makes his sukkah on the top of a wagon, but it should swim on top of a ship, and one may ascend into it on yomtiv. One makes a sukkah on top of a tree, on top of a camel, ksheda. However, one may not ascend to it on yomtiv. Because the chacham prohibited ascending a tree or an animal on yomtiv. If part of the walls were made by man, and part of the walls were supported by a tree, we have to see. If one were to remove the stumps of the tree and the sukkah would still be able to stand based on the walls that the person positioned, one would be allowed to ascend to that sukkah and yomtiv. Zayin. Sukkah doesn't have a roof as possible. If the walls of the sukkah touch each other at its roof, like the shape of a capital A, position slanted reeds from on the ground against the wall directly, so it's only a slant, it's like a right angle triangle. If even there's only a gag, a hamburth in width at the roof, he lifted up that wall that is slanted against the reeds that are slanted against the wall. He lifted them up from the ground. If there's an area within the sukkah to square out 7x7, even if it doesn't have corners, one places schach over an achsadra. Now, the common practice, the architecture of achsadra in those days, and the context in this halach is as follows, that you had two walls that were parallel to each other. They would cover that, those two walls with a roof that had a hole in the middle to allow light to enter in. And on one side of these parallel walls, you had pillars, beams at the corners of its entrance. And one placed schach on top of this achsadra, shesh lo ptzimin, and these pillars have projections. Bein shoinin b'bifnim, whether these projections were visible from the inside, ve'in nirim b'chutz, and one visible from the outside, bein shoinin b'chutz, ve'in nirim b'bifnim, or vice versa. Ksheidot kashut, teslo, yehoilo ptzimin, if however these wall, if these pillars at the edges of the achsadra didn't have these projections, psula. It's possible, p'nishi hi sukkah sukkah mavu, because it's a sukkah that is flush, like an alleyway that people walk right through. Shreino elo shnitzid achsadra, because it only comprises of two sides, two walls, ve'emtza achsadra, in be'kaisel. In the middle of the chsadra doesn't have all the shekinegde in bepetzimin, and the side opposite it doesn't have the projections that are coming out from the pillars. Yud sikei chalgabi mave sheyesh lelechi, one who puts chach on top of an alleyway that has lechi, or gabi beid sheyesh lepasin, on top of a well that has the four corners that the chachamim instituted to permit the drawing of water from within that location. It's considered kosher sukkah for Shabbos, only for the Shabbos of that yom of sukkahs. Because we consider these partitions that make the area inside it enclosed, a different rishus for the purpose of Shabbos, so too they consider a sukkah, but only when it's Shabbos of sukkahs, not during a regular day of sukkahs. Yud Aleph, not arba kundasin al arba zaviyas hagag. If one positioned four beams on top of one's four corners of a flat roof, the sikach hagabon, and put schach on top of those beams, on top of that structure, hoyu v'hasikach hasfas hagag, being that the edge of the schach is flush with the edge of the wall, is vertical on the same level as the wall. Kosher. V'reina. So mechitzas tachteinu is kilo hinaylus lamaylus fasichocham. We envision as if the walls of the house are going straight up and attaching themselves to the corner of the schach. Yud Beis. Suke sheyesh la psachim rabim. A suke that has many entrances. Yesh beksal achlenes. Or its walls have many windows. Harbe harizuk shed. It's kosher. Ve'afal pisha parts murabel emid. Even if there's more empty than closed space around the suke, enclosing the suke. But vad provided sheliyah shom pesach yesh la eser. That there isn't an entrance that has more than 10 amis wide. Avlo mahish shom pesach yesh la eser. If there's an entrance more than 10 amis wide, afal pi sheyesh lo tzuras pesach. Even if there's a frame of an entrance over it, tarch sheliyah parts murabel emid, we would still require that there be more enclosed than open area around the sukkah. Yud Gimel. Sukkah she'avido gevoya mesen amamah. If the interior of a sukkah is more than 20 amas, umiyat abakar miksasas, and it wants to lessen the height by lowering the height by inserting inside the sukkah different couches and cushions, ene miyot vafilo bitlam, isn't considered. He doesn't diminish the interior height, even if he was mavatul those couches and cushions. Miyat abetaven, if one lessened the height of 20 amas by putting inside the floor of the sukkah straw, and he was mavatul the straw, harizom miyot, he has made the interior of the sukkah less than 20 amas, and now it's kosher. Vein tzorach leimer afu rabitlo, needless to say, if one put inside dust and he was mavatal it, that is, he also diminishes that 20 amas into lower. Aval ba'afir stam in a mitzvah, if one inserted dust without mentioning specifically that he's mavatlit, it's not a mirt. If it was higher than 20 amas and the branches of the schach were going within 20 amas, if we were to envision that the location of where the branches extend into 20 amas, and we were to remove the schach that is on top of those branches, the shade will still be more than the sun that enters into the sukkah. We consider it as if it's a very thick roof, and it would be kosher. It's the baba. If a sukkah is more than 20 amas tall and one builds a bench next to the middle wall, a panikula that extends across its entire span. If the width of the bench is equal to the minimum size of a sukkah, which is 7 by 7 tefachim, it's kosher. If one would build this bench next to the middle wall along one side, if this from the edge of the bench to the opposite wall more than 4 amis psule, if one builds this bench in the middle of the sukkah, if there's more than 4 amis from either edge of the bench to the walls that are next to it, it's possible. Parches ma'ba amis, if it's less than 4 amis, kshedo. Okay, and okeilo mechitas neges bitza, but we consider as if the walls on either side of the sukkah become flush to the edges of that bench, v'rei mina istaba v'ad hasikoch parches mesen amis, and then from the top of the bench all the way to the roof is less than 20 amis. So that area of the sukkah would be permissible to eat in and to sleep in. Bona ba'amud, if one were to erect a pillar in the middle of the sukkah, not next to any of the walls, v'yesh behechsha sukkah psula, and v'yesh behechsha sukkah, and it has 7 by 7 tefachim psula, that the sukkah is still possible, even on top of the pillar is still possible. She'ein ilu mechitzes anikaris, because even if we're to say good achas mechitzes to extend the side to the pillar all the way to the roof, but there aren't any partitions that are noticeably visible. V'nimtzal gav ha'amud schach kosher bleit fonis, and all that is visible is schach kosher, kosher schach, without any walls that connect the pillar to the roof. Tezvav heisab chosam asarim v'chakim bal hashlim asarim. If the interior of the sukkah was less than 10 tefachim and he took out the earth from the ground and made a 10 tefachim height, if there's more than 3 tefachim from the area where he dug out to the walls, then it's possible. If there's less than 3 tefachim from the location of the floor where he dug out to the wall, less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher. Because anything less than 3 tefachim is considered as if it's adjacent, otherwise known as lavud, commercial bound of Hilchos Shabbos, as discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. To Zayin. Dafni sukkah kshedim in hakir, one is allowed to erect the walls of a sukkah from any entity, she'enon no tzvichim el mechitzim mekom makim, because all we require is a partition. Even if one were to erect it from animals, v'es adam es chaveru defen b'yamtiv, one may position his chaver as a wall for his sukkah on yamtiv, k'de she'echav yishtav yishtav yishtav, so that he, the person involved, who needs a sukkah, would be able to eat and drink and sleep inside the sukkah. Shachaveh day from now, it's a sukkah kasheira, even when his friend is the wall for the sukkah. For who the bav applies, shiasa oisa shleira dazeh shenasa deifin. When one uses this person as a wall without his knowledge. Aval, however, says the Rambam, imasoh ladas osa biyamtif. If the person who is now standing as part of the wall knows what is going on yamtif, that would be forbidden. That would be permitted. One is allowed to erect as the fourth wall of a sukkah a wall made from vessels on Yom Tov, but to erect a third wall, he shouldn't erect a partition made of vessels on Yom Tov, because he's making a sukkah kosher, because he's adding the third wall, and it's forbidden to make even a temporary oihol structure, tent on Yom Tov. After describing in Perek Dalad what constitutes the kashrus of a sukkah, size-wise, the Rambam Perek is going to continue and say what makes kashrus schach. Perek Eloch Aleph, schach shall sukkah any kashrus mikol davar. Unlike the walls of the sukkah, which are kosher from anything, when it comes to the roofing of the sukkah, that's not so. We can only use the schach, something that grows from the ground, shenek min aretz, that has been uprooted from the ground, detached. Vein makabel tuma, it's not susceptible to tuma. Vein reichi ra, doesn't have a bad smell. Vein neishir, vein neivel tamid, will have elements which fall off and wither from it. Lacha base. Sikeich bedavish in gedulov min aretz, if one made schach from something that doesn't grow from the ground, or from an entity that is still attached to the ground, or from something that is susceptible or that is makabel, that already has tumor, psule. Avalim ovar v'sikich b'davah ha'nevel v'neishir b'davah shereich hiraf. One, whoever made schach from something that constantly withers or falls apart or that has a bad smell, k'sheda, that would be kosher. Shalei omro im eschach n'be'el, because the Chacham is saying we should make schach from these items, is elekadei shalei yanich ha'sukah v'yetzei, so that one doesn't depart the sukkah because of the bad smell. Not because there's something inherently wrong possible with the schach. V'tzorach li zohid, caution should be taken that the leaves don't descend within 10 tefachim of the height of the sukkah from the ground, so that it doesn't annoy him whilst he's trying to have a good time in the sukkah. So form it's from different types of metal, or from bones, from hides of an animal, because they don't grow from the ground. For one, position on top of the roof of a sukkah, a vine, to the extent that it covered the entire roofing of the sukkah, psule shalei nekru, because they're not attached from the ground. Sikru bichli eitz, if one used schach from wooden utensils or from mats, ha'asui sashchiv, that are made for lying on, v'chayetze behem psule, it's possible to think shei mekabon tumah, because it's susceptible to tumah. V'chenem sikru b'shiv rekenem, if one used schach made from broken vessels, ubeliyay sehen, from worn out kelim, from worn out garments, psule, hoy vahoy mekabel tume, because they used to be in a position where they once would have been able to be mekabel tume. Why was this takana instituted? Shem yisachar b'shavar m'shedayin yataru, because we're concerned that somebody is going to use schach from broken pieces that have not yet attained a status of taharo. Gimel, sikho ba'ochlin psule, one uses schach from different food types, it's possible to shem mekabel tume, because it's susceptible to tume. Seichi te'enim b'hen te'enim, if we have different groups, if we have clusters of grapes, figs, or dates, we have to see. If there's more leaves and branches than fruit, then you'd be used as schach. But if not, then we'd not be used as schach. Because again, foods are possible for schach. If one uses schach, vegetables, that if they will dry, they will wither. And nothing is good, no remnant is going to remain of them. Even if now they are moist and fresh, the place where they are positioned on the roof is considered as if they're not there, and it's considered an empty space. It's like they don't exist. And if they don't exist, the halacha is going to, the different gedonim that I'm going to explain tomorrow, what happens if you have empty space in the roofing. Dalat, sikha bepishtei eitz, if one uses schach, branches of flax, shloi dak, eison, which were not crushed, v'lei nipzon, or combed, ksheda, it's kosher shadayin etzu, because it's still considered to be wood, which is kosher for schach, v'im dak, v'nipetz, if one crushed and combed it, eison, eim et schach, and bay, they shouldn't be used as schach, because its form has been changed, u'ki'ilo, einon, megiduli karka, and it's considered no longer as a product of the earth. Masakhan, b'chavolim, shall save when one may use ropes made from the palm branches of a tree, because the original form is unchanged and the ropes aren't considered to be kalim vessels. Hey, sikhlo bechitzim scharim. In those days, the spears that they had were made of two parts. You had the chelak zacher, which was the handle, which had a portion at the tip protruding, which on top of that tip one would encase the what was called the nekeva part of the roimach, which was the spearhead. So if one used the handles, the spear handles, it's kosher, but nekeva is psula. If, however, the handles had, instead of having a part that was protruding, it had a hole with which one would insert as a peg the spearhead, psula, those apostle, afa pishu asa l'smalas b'basel, even though that cavity at the end of the stick is going to inevitably be filled up with the iron head. Nevertheless, as an amun based kibbutz, it's considered a receptacle, umakabel tumah kachok likibbutz, and it's susceptible to tumah like any other receptacle that is also makabel tumah. Vav machzelas konam machzelas gemi echalov. If we have a mat made of reeds, raw rubber, or hemp, ketano, if it's small, stam l'shchiva, without designating it for any specific purpose, we assume it's made for lying down on. Unless one said specifically that they're going to be used for schach. Gedola, if it's a large mat, stam lesikoch, without mentioning specifically, we assume it's for. The assumption is that it's made for schach. Lefikot of whom is sakrim ba, they may be used for schach. Elam ken osa is leshriv, unless one verbally pronounces that they're going to be used for lying down on, for sleeping on. Im yesh lakid, if it has a rim, a filo gedola, even if it's a large one, im is sakrim ba, they may not be used for schach, shle hikikikikibo, because now it has the gedder of a receptacle, which is makabel tumah. V'afilo nitel hakir shalah, even if the rim is then removed, ein mesakrim bo. B'pnei shehikah shivrei kelim, because it has the status of a broken kelim. Zayin. Nasarim shein barach menar batfachim. Boards that are less than 4 handbreadths in width, mesakrim behem rabbi yuzah schach, afal pi shehim shupin, even if they have been planed and smoothed out, and we don't institute a gzera that they're going to be switched for kelim. V'im yesh barach menar bo, if they're widened the 4 tefachim, ein mesakrim behem. They may not be used as chach, v'afal pi shehim shupin, even if they're not smoothed. Gzera shem yeshiv tachta tikra, v'dam shehikah sukeh. Because of what's known as Gzeiris Tikra, that somebody is going to sit underneath them, is going to think to himself, this is the same roof as my house, so I'm going to sleep inside the house. Nasan alei onasad echad sheyesh barach bebatfachim, from position they bought that is exactly 4 tefachim in width, ksheira, vein yishin en tachtov, one shouldn't sleep underneath it. V'yosh en tachtov, yosh dechavasi, one sleeps underneath it, hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv. Hoy nosanam sheyesh barachim naraba, v'ein bavin arba. If there's a plank that is 4 tefachim in width, but less in length, v'hafachim b'tzidein, he tilted them on the side, sheyem hen naraba, which don't have 4 tefachim in width. The sikach bahen, and he covered his roof with them. Harizup so it's possible. Shrei haneser possible. Bench sikach barach, bench sikach bavi, because the board is inherently possible, regardless of whether he positioned it lengthwise or on its width. Because the psoles in the etzim of the schach, so it doesn't make a difference how one positions that board. Ches tikra sheino liyam azeva, if a roof isn't covered by ceiling, shiatet vavon, which is the mortar and the stones, which one covers over the planks of wood, which he puts over his roof. El nasarim to kumbavad, all that he has are the slats, the beams of wood. And he's a psula, it's pasul shalay nasa l'shem suke l'shem bais, because they weren't positioned originally for the purpose of a suke, rather for the purpose of housing, of roofing. The figure of the four impik bekan nasarim, if one lifted up the boards, the hainid hamas midim, and removed the nails, l'shem suke, he did so for the intent, it is now going to use these boards for a sukkah, it is a kshedah. Ubavad provided shaliyah b'chol nesav v'nesav, but tefachim, that none of the boards are wider than the 4 tefachim. V'ein, v'chein, so too, im not lo echem ibein time, v'enich b'mkein ischach. If one removed one of the boards and in its place put kosher, schach kosher, that would also be okay, kosher same sukkah, it is a kshedah. It's kosher to use for a sukkah. Test, sukkah shenasas kil chasem kol makim, kshedah. Sukkah that was made for any purpose whatsoever, if it has the status and the gedarim and the shurim of a kosher sukkah, it's kosher af bishul nasas l'shem mitzvah, even if it wasn't made for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah. We're provided shetia sui l'tzel, it's made for shade, k'gain sukkas akum, v'gam sukkah v'goy, v'sukkas behemo, which shelter made for animals, v'chol k'yetzah b'hem. Av sukkah shenasas meila, a partition, walls that are made by themselves, v'fishul nasas l'tzel, being that they weren't made for the intent of shading, to shade, v'chein l'cheta b'gadosh v'asa sukkah. Somebody who hollows out a haystack to make a sukkah, in a sukkah, it's not considered a sukkah, shalei imit gadish zelotzeh, because he never originally he didn't hay the stack together at the beginning for the purpose of shade. L'fikach therefore, says an Amram, if he did with a shinoi, and ma'asa batchila chol tefach b'meshach shiva, if one spaced out first inside the this haystack, a tefach in height by 7 by 7 tefachim, in length and width, and then v'chotat bo achrikim v'shlim lasare, he then removed the remaining hay to make a cavity of 10 tefachim in height, ksheda, then that would be kosher for sukkah shenasas schach l'shem tzel, because its schach was placed for the purpose of shade. Lachit chavila kasher chavila sim chavila zod, and bundles of straw, wood, and reeds, ei mesachem hen shulam yizas schach, gezeid were concerned shem yasa isen chavila salgage, that one might position them over his roof, k'deli option to dry them. V'molech, and only afterwards he's going to decide, v'yeshiv tachtein l'shem sukkah, to stand to them for the purpose of the sukkah, v'hum etchila yasa schach zel tzel. And there's an issue because they weren't originally positioned for the purpose of shade. V'nimtzas kasukah shenasas meila, and one ends up with a sukkah that comes about in its own accord. And we have to know it has to be made l'shem tzel. V'imitiram, if he untied them, k'shedis. V'im chavila, v'ein tzadrama, v'ein chavila p'chusa me'esrim chamisha badim, a bundle is considered no fewer than 25 units. The Rambam over here, the Ravid over here, is argues and he says it's 3. Yud alef chavila skatanis sh'ogdo esim. L'minyan masakram behen, small bundles that were tied together to be sold by number, may be used as chach. L'chein satu achitach u'reish hadeko, one who cuts off the top of a date palm, v'acharai sagudis boy, and branches are bound to it, masakram boy, may be used as chach, she'eged b'dei shemayim in a kachavila, because something that is bound by natural means isn't considered a chavila to passel it foschach. Vafilo kosher roshi hacharayis kulo mitzadacher. Even if one were to tie the other extreme of the date palm, the date head, all the leaves together, shenimtzu b'chavila achas echad mishnei roshim b'dei shomayim ve'echad b'dei odom. So now we're left with a bundle that one end it's tied b'dei shomayim by natural means, on the other hand tied by humans. The sakram bar can still be used as chach. Sha'igad it's echad, one who ties a single tree. Ein chavila, it's not considered a binding, a chavila, v'zulke eitz echadi. This is considered one tree, shari aguda b'dei shomayim, because the branches are bound together naturally. That is at one end. V'chein satu kol egad sheini osu l'taltli eni egad. Any knot which isn't strong enough to hold when it is carried isn't considered egad to passel that bundle for sechach. Yud beis, oisus akasi tachas ilon kilo asob b'secha b'ayis. When he makes a sukkah, constructs a sukkah under a tree, it's as if he made it inside his home, and it's passel. Hidlo leho ali yoylonois. If one draped the leaves and branches of trees over it, and then on top of those branches positioned kosher schach v'chakar tzotzen, and then detached the branches from their source. Im hayasigah chayv mehen ksheda. If there's more kosher than pasul schach, we say batal bereven it kosher. Vim loy hayasigah shohi mitchilasi kosher chayv mehen. If there isn't more kosher schach than the branches that were pasul originally. So tzarich l'naneo isan achak tzitzasan, he has to shake those branches kedei shetia asui l'shem sukkah, so that they are positioned on the roof for the purpose of sechach. Yud gimel. Eid of dov shem esachim bei bedov shem esachim bei. If one were to mix a substance which may not be used for sechach together with something that may be used for sechach, v'sikach b'shneihem, and he used both of these items to roof a sukkah, afal pisha kosher yosel apostle, even if the kosher sechach outweighs the apostle sechach psula. And this is different than the previous halacha, because the psula in the previous halacha was mitzad the chesed of ketitza. It was still mechubal karka. But once you remove the connection to the ground, it becomes kosher. Over here, there's a psul with the etzem schach. So therefore, regardless if there's a rev or not, it's always pasul. Sikich b'zel atzmi, b'zel atzmi, zeh b'tzad zeh. If one were to roof a sukkah with kosher and pasul schach, but not intermingling them, rather he places them next to each other. Imish b'schach pasul shlesh etvachem b'makim echad, bein b'emtza, bein b'tzad, herizu psula. If there was more than a space, a width of three tvachim of non-kosher schach, whether that non-kosher schach be next to the wall or in the middle of the roof, it's pasul. However, it says that Ram continues to dal b'med v'or m'muim. When does he above apply b'sukkah ketana? By sukkah that is exactly 7x7 tefachim. Avo b'sukkah gedoyla, when it comes to a sukkah gedoyla, large sukkah, that she is going to be explained momentarily, schach pasul b'emsa pisla b'abra tefachim. Non-kosher schach disqualifies it if it's full, when it's in the middle of the sukkah by 4 tefachim in width. Pachas mekeng sheda. Umin hatzad, and if it's by the side, if the pasul schach is from the side of the wall, b'ar b'ames. It's per piece of amis that is called for the sukkah. It's for amis and we're to pachas mikain ksheda. Ketzad, what does this mean? We're bayis shnivchas beemtzoy. If we had roofing that had a hole, v'sicheich, and one applied schach amokem apchas on where the cavity in the roof is, v'chein so too chatem akav sechsadr shesicheich oleo. If you have a courtyard that is surrounded with a achsadra, that which is an extension of a roof, a slight overhang around the ches shaped porch, and he filled the interior of the ches with schach. The chen satu sukkah gedela shehikifu b'dav hashem esachim bei. If one surrounded a large sukkah with something which one cannot make a sukkah schach with, b'tzadat fonis melamayla, next to the walls at the top of the sukkah, imish misfas schach kosher v'lakis la'ab amis psula. If there are more than 4 amis from the walls to where the kosher schach begins, it's possible. Pachas meken, if it's less than that, rain. We envision kilo hakesel nekam doifen akuma, as if the wall has tilted. V'yachashiv zeh aschach apasim megufa kesel luksheda. We consider the non-kosher schach part of the wall, and what would have to eat directly under the kosher schach. V'dov is halacha l'mishim. Sinis as an amun doifen akuma is a halacha that was received by Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. Tezvav ezoi hisuka ketana. What is considered a suka ketana? Kol shein ba'al shishav etfachim shiv etfachim. A sukkah that is exactly 77 tefachim. Gedoyla, what is considered a large sukkah? Kol shishoyed by yesu aschach apostle shiva tefachim. Shiva tefachim schach kasher. Any sukkah, if after we were to remove the non-kasher schach, would remain a shir of 7x7 tefachim of kasher schach. Tezayim. Sikhim b'davar apostle b'davar kasher. Zeh b'tzad zeh. One used as schach. Substances that are kasher and apostle, but he positions them next to each other. Ve'ein b'makim echad mischach apostle reichav sheshet tefachim el apachis. And there is no location of the non-kasher schach that has more than 3 tefachim. It's possible. Ela pachis im hoya kol eschach kosher yesel eschach apostle kosher says the Rambam. Even if there is no location where, which has more than three tefachim, we would still require there to be a majority of kosher over non-kosher schach. If there was an equal amount of kosher non-kosher schach, even if there isn't any location on the roof where there's more than three tefachim of non-kosher schach, it's still possible, because non-kosher schach is considered to be open space. And we know if you have open space of three tefachim, it's pesel. Yotzein, parasala begin melamalof, one spread over a cloth above the schach, eisha paras tachtem pnei anesher, or spread it underneath the schach to catch the falling leaves, psula. Parasa kadei lano'asa, if you spread it out to beautify the sukkah, is nai sukkah kshedo. Vechenim sikha kelchasa v'itra b'mina peresa, so too if one made schach, a kosher schach, and he beautified it with different types of fruits, and b'mina megadim, v'kelem shetoloim behem, b'ksoleho, b'mis, b'in b'schach, kadei lano'asa kshedo. If one were to decorate, adorn the sukkah with different types of fruits and articles which hang from the walls and from the schach as decoration, it's kosher. It has no sukkah, sukkah decorations, in mamatan begava, don't diminish its height, mamatan berachba, but they do reduce its width. Hoyim no yesukkah muflogim migago, arba tfachim yaser psula. If the sukkah decorations are 4 handbreadths or more removed from the roof, it's unacceptable. Because it would be that one who's sitting in the sukkah isn't sitting directly under the schach, rather under the decorations. Shehein ochlim v'kelim, which in this case we're discussing fruits in different vessels which he uses, shehein sachim mehim, which one cannot use for schach. Therefore, they have to be within a certain measure within the roof, not too far down from the roof. You test. Schach shohoyu bay chalenis avanir behem. If the roofing of the schach had open spaces where the sun rays can penetrate, im yesh b'chol ha'avir k'chol makim ha'masuchach, if there's equal empty to covered space, hariz p'sula, it's disqualified, but nisha chamasa tiyim rub mitzilas, because at the bottom of the sukkah is going to be more sun than shade. B'chol sha'achamam rub alatzel, in ischach, whenever you have a sukkah where there's more sun than shade, it's not considered kosher schach. Mim hoya schach rav al ha'avir k'sheira, if the schach exceeds the open space, it's kosher. Chof b'med avon ha'morim, b'shalo yehoi b'makim echod, avir shosh tefachim, where there's no space. There's no single space on the roof that comprises of more than three tefachim of open space. If, however, there's open space of three tefachim, whether that open space is right next to the wall or in the middle of the sukkah, until he lessens that space to make it less than three tefachim. Now it depends with what he lessens it. Mita bedover apostle, okay, in kodem exhaustive. If he lessens that space with items that are non-kosher, so im sukkah gedele hi kshedah, if it's a large sukkah, the gather of large sukkah was mentioned above, it's kosher. Vim besukkah kitano, if it's a small sukkah, psula. Achi matenu bedavah shemesachem bayah, until he lessens the open space with something which is kosher for schach. Hayarev hasichuch tzilasim rubim chamasa, if the majority of the sukkah had more shade than sun. Umi utay, and a minority of the sukkah chamasim rubim tzilasim had more sun than shade. Hayarev tzilas hakeim rubim mechamasa, okay? Because as a whole, the shaded portion exceeds the portion exposed to the sun, ksheda, it's kosher. Chof Aleph, derech ha-sigur chli is kal. The proper way is to have schach that is thin enough, k'tei she-yiro mimuna kechov magdelem, so that large stars can be seen through the schach. Ha-isem mu'uba k'mibas, if the roofing was thick, like one's roof of his house, afal b'shenek ha-chov m'ninim u'teicha, even if the stars aren't visible from within it, k'sheda. Ha-ya ha-sigur chumuduv lom, if the schach is uneven, v'hu ha-sigur she-yiyah m'ksas ha-lamayla m'ksas ha-lamata, which is schach that is positioned not on the same plane. Rather, it's some schach is positioned high and some schach is positioned lower. Kosher is kosher, but provided shleiyah bin ha'ilav ha'yeri shoshet tefachim, that from the top and the bottom layers of schach there isn't more than a gap of three tefachim in space. If, however, the schach that is above, that isn't lying directly on the roof of the sukkah, is a tefach or more in width, even if it's higher than 3 tefachim from the roof of the sukkah, we consider as if it has lowered down to the roof of the sukkah. This applies provided that it's aligned opposite the edge of the lower portion of schach. One who builds a sukkah on top of another sukkah, the lower sukkah is pasuk mishasa sukkah b'seichabais, because it's considered as if he constructed it within his home. Volyanik Sheda, and the top one is kosher. B'med devar mamunim, shatachtena pasula, when do we say that the bottom sukkah is possible? B'shahaya goyva chalal hol yeyna asara tfachim, if the sukkah above it is 10 tfachim in height, or yeser or more, v'higaga tachtena, and the roof of the bottom sukkah, which is the floor of the top sukkah, yachol akabal konam eksasis, is sturdy enough to put on top cushions and couches, shalol yeyna filo al deitchak, even if one is only able to position them with difficulty. avalam in gava shol yena sar. If however the top silk is not 10 tefachim in height, oishlo yisa tachtoni yechilu lakabel kana mixasis or the roof. Shall yena, or the roof of the upper, or the floor of the upper sukkah isn't sturdy enough to position couches and cushions on its floor. Afilo adi etchak, even with difficulty. Atachteinak sheda, the lower sukkah is kosher. For who provided shelo yagoyva shtein yesel al esnam amah, that total both sukkahs together don't reach a height of 20 amas. Shatachteina, because the lower sukkah bischachal yen hin teres, becomes permitted with the schach of the upper one. So we have to make sure that the entire height of the sukkah isn't more than 20 yamas. Chav gimel. Mita shebezeich sukkah, if you have a bed with a canopy placed inside the sukkah, im gavei asar tefachim, if the canopy is more than 10 tefachim high, ha'yeshev tachteh lo yetz dechevasa, one who sits underneath it, doesn't fulfill his chiv. Mepnei sheka sukkah bezeich sukkah, because it's like a sukkah within a sukkah. B'chein, so too, kila, a canopy, sheyesh lagag, that has a roof afilo tefach, even if it's a hand breadth in width, im gavaya sarat tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim high, and yishenim bal besukkah, one may not sleep within it in a sukkah. V'chein it's also ma'amid arba amudin, one who makes sets up four pillars or paras, sodan aleim, and spreads a sheet over them. Im gavaya nasare, if those pillars are more than 10 tefachim in height, harizu kesukkah, b'say sukkah, it's considered to be a sukkah within a sukkah. Chav dalet, al v'shnei amudim, in contrast, if one were to have two pillars, shaparas aleim sodan, which he spread over them, which he positioned a beam over the two pillars and spread over that a sheet. V'chein, so to kilo she'im bagag tefach, a canopy doesn't have a handbreadth, a roof of a handbreadth in width. Afilo govein kol shehen, even if the height may be as tall as the sukkah, mut lishin tachtehen besukkah, one may sleep within them in the sukkah. She'eina kesukkah besech sukkah mepnei she'en agab, because they're not considered to be a sukkah within a sukkah, because they don't comprise of a roof. Chavhei, final lochen today shir, sukkah she'ula k'sheira, v'chein agzula k'sheira, borrowed and stolen sukkah is kosher. Ketzav, im tokaf, al chavir v'hitzim esukas, if one overpowered his chavir and threw him out of his sukkah, gzol and stole it to Yosher ba and sat inside it, yotze, he's fulfilled his chiv of leishev basukkah, shein akakar nigzelas, because landed property cannot be stolen. V'im gozol etzim v'asam hin sukkah, similarly, if he stole wood and made a sukkah from it, yotze, shetakonis chachamim hi, because the chachamim established, shein labal hu etzim el ademei hu etzim bolvad, that the owner of the wood is entitled only to the monetary worth of the wood. V'filo gozol nesarim, even if one stole boards, v'nichan, and just laid them out and didn't attach them, and wasn't kind of with a shinoi, yot is still fulfilled his chiyuv. One who constructs a sukkah in the public domain, it is acceptable.